Welcome to The Laundry Hour, a podcast encouraging stay-at-home moms to fulfill their God-given and extraordinary purpose in their seemingly ordinary lives. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Happy New Year, everyone! Welcome back to The Laundry Hour. This is the Season 3 opener. I am so happy that you are here. I really and truly pray that you had a wonderful, relaxing, Jesus-filled, family fun Christmas and New Year's and whatever other holidays that you celebrate. I wanted to come back with our season opener, obviously, talking about resolutions or goals or New Year's words, whatever you kind of want to call it. I'm sure you have a lot of podcasts and thoughts and questions and trying to figure out what you want your new year to look like. And I just wanted to come and hopefully add more clarity and not more confusion and not more wondering about what you should strive for. Not to say that what I'm about to say is what you should strive for, but essentially where I'm thinking and hopefully where we all can be thinking together. So go with me on this. So as you know, my word for last year was faithfulness. My word for this year is remember. I am reading through Deuteronomy, and I just feel like the Lord just constantly keeps saying, remember the Lord your God. Remember what he has done for you. Remember this, lest you forget, lest you forget, lest you forget, lest you forget. Remember, remember, remember. Do these things and tell your children what happened and put this on your doorpost and talk about it while you're sitting so that we can remember. Because we know, because God knows all things, and he was basically telling them, this is what's going to happen. You're going to forget. And when you forget, your life is going to not be great anymore. And if we remember, if we help ourselves remember, knowing good and well that we are prone to wander and prone to forget and prone to get distracted, how do we remember? So as a stay-at-home mom that has the whole world available to me, it's even more easy for me to forget and get distracted. And so my word is definitely something I need. I need help remembering not only God, but remembering what I've learned about my husband. Because it's very easy to, you know, revert back to just your natural self and say, well, this is how I've been doing it. Well, that's not necessarily true, because you've learned new things, Jamie, in marriage for the last 3 years. So remember those things. Remember what you need to do with your children. Remember what you've chosen to do. Remember what God has told you, and walk in those things. So that's my word for this year. My husband's word is continue, which I really enjoyed too. And this is continuing to be faithful, continuing to do what God has already said. You know, like, it's very easy when new things happen that we forget the old stuff. And we need the old stuff to continue in the new stuff. And so continue and remember kind of go hand in hand for me, which I think is pretty cool. And our phrase, I think, for our family forever, which I'm really liking, is So Will I. There's a song out by Hillsong right now. If you haven't heard it, you need to. If you have, write. Such a good song. So Will I. There's 3 main verses to that song. And just the first verse is really like, if the stars sing your praises, so will I. The rocks cry out, so will I. And then there, the third verse talks about Jesus. And if Jesus chose surrender, so will I. Okay, that just gets me. Those, I guess, are the 3 verses that I, or the 3 lines I remember. But if you have some time today, I would really suggest that you listen to that song. If you've heard it, listen to it again. It's just really good. And I think we just want to keep that in our mind's eye, that just like Jesus said, not my will but yours be done, as his faithful servants, the same is true for us. Not our will but yours be done. So I will worship you too. I will surrender too. I will follow you too. I will praise you too. So here's my question that I want to leave you with, which I'm sure you've already thought about, but here I go, asking again. What do you want to be known for? Like, unfortunately, my husband's grandfather passed this past month, December. And thinking about a funeral and just what people are saying, like, for the living, it's like, what do I want people to say at my funeral? What do I want them to remember about me? Truly, to remember about me. There's a song on the radio that really says, I don't want them to remember me at all. I want them to remember Jesus. But what do you want to be known for? And if you think about your family, I've asked a few of my friends this question. When people think of your family, what would they say about you? What would they say about your family unit? So I think these words, these goals, these resolutions, these prayers that we have for the year, some can be physical and human and basic as I want to eat well and I want to go to the gym. And then some can be as deep and philosophical and eternal as, you know, what do I want to be known for? And how can I pursue God more this year? Whether you're a stay-at-home mom or not, you have a life to live. It will either pass you by or you can intentionally choose the life you want. Here's the thing. I'm convinced that we don't have because we truly don't want. It's going to take dreaming and envisioning, which is hard for some people, easy for me. But it's also going to take hard work and patience, which is hard for me. So, it's a new year, but it's the same focus. We want to hear God say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So let's pursue that together. I would love if you would email me at jamiemorganwilliams@gmail.com and let me know what you want to be known for or what people would say about your family or what your family wants to be known for. Because as the women of the home, our job is to help our husbands pursue that mission. Let us, like, dive headfirst into making those things a reality. Can I pray over you? Father, I thank you so much for a new year. You didn't have to give it to us. We didn't have to see it, but you blessed us with it. Thank you that we are not where we were, but we're also not where we're supposed to be. Thank you that you are with us, that you're walking with us, that you speak to us, that you guide us. You have already spoken to each one of our hearts what we desire more in this year. Shape that. Clarify it. Give us a scripture even. And help us to get more of you, become more like you, and look back when it's 2020, which sounds crazy, but look back and say, I have grown and I love who I've become. We need your help to do it because we cannot be transformed without you, without your spirit, without your word, without your presence, and without your people. So Lord, I pray, even if we cannot do this together, I pray that we would look at the people that you have put in our lives, our husbands, our family, our friends, our church, and pursue more and more of you this year. In Jesus' name, amen. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe. If you loved it, please share. If you got a habit, please write a review. I truly would love to hear what you have to say. And if you want more, tune in next week to hear a little bit about my faithfulness schedule and, of course, how that has pivoted. So I look forward to sharing that a little bit with you and for us to just talk about some cool things about training our children. look forward to that in the next couple of weeks too. But until then, I leave you with 2 Peter 1:2. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ rest on you and your families. I love you.